call from Philly Radio Campaign.
Home care, how can I help you?
Hi, good morning. My name is Mikhail Hill. I gave you guys a call yesterday. I was inquiring about hourly pay and
sure.
If there were any sign-on bonuses.
Sure, okay.
So currently, I have 9 hours, and
okay.
I don't have a home care office at the moment, so I was just looking around to see which,
sure,
you know, rates
I
can get at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, give me a minute. I see you spoke with Stella. So we offered yesterday $1,550 with a $200 sign-on bonus. Would that work for you?
$1,570 with the $200 sign-on bonus. Yes, I guess that's fine.
$1,550, yeah?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. And you have a client that you work for, right?
Yes, my brother.
Oh, okay. And, okay, give me just a minute. So we're going to do $1,550 and a $200 sign-on bonus.
And I do have the caseworkers, the coordinator's information.
That's great. Perfect. Give me just a minute. Let me first pull up his Medicaid info, and then we're going to go to the service coordinator. Which insurance is he with?
It is VIP Choice.
Okay.
He's still on VIP Choice.
He's still first?
Let me just make sure. It's Blue Cross, Keystone First, Community Health
perfect.
Choices.
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
First, yeah.
What's the patient's date of birth?
August the 28th, 1988.
Okay. First name?
Hassan, H-A-S-S-A-N.
Okay, last name?
Last name is Hall, H-A-L-L.
Perfect. So I got his information here. Everything looks good. He's with Keystone First. So, yeah, let's go ahead and call the service coordinator. So what is the phone number?
The service coordinator's phone number is... okay, so her name is Justina Sherman.
Okay.
Her number is 267-865-5275.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And are you next to the patient so he can confirm that he wants to switch over the services?
I am currently not next to
okay,
I'm not next to him at the
enough.
Moment.
Because you're good enough to confirm.
No, I'm already authorized on his file.
Oh,
on his,
okay.
You know, insurance to make any decisions because Hassan is deaf and he wears a hearing aid and he's mentally challenged. So.
Oh, okay, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and do a conference call. So I'm going to put you on a brief hold. Is that fine?
No problem.
Perfect. Just a minute.
Hi,
good morning. My name is Chaya, calling from Family First Home Care, in regards to the patient Hassan Hall.
Okay.
Okay, I have the patient's brother on the line. Are you here?
Yes, but
yes.
I'm actually about to get out. Mr. Hall, how you doing?
This is Mr. Hill. This is Mikhail Hill, Justine. How are you?
Mr. Hill, sorry. How you doing, Mr. Hill?
All is well.
Okay. Is this a new company that you found?
Yes, this is a new company, yes. They're calling to get authorization.
Yeah, they cannot get authorization. I need the please, I need the ma'am, I need your provider ID number.
Sure. Are you ready for that?
I'm not ready. I'm actually about to walk out of here to go do a home visit. You have my phone number. Can you please text it to me, please?
Yeah, of course. So you want the tax ID number, is that fine?
Yeah. Tax ID number, provider ID number, and then your address.
Perfect.
So sometimes agency relocate and their addresses don't pop up.
Mm-hmm.
So I should be back home this evening. If I don't get it in today, I'll get it in tomorrow. So the start date, because I have to call the current agency as well. But I will, Mr. Hill, I'll try to put it in.
Okay. Thank you so much. I will go ahead and text
Mr. Hill, let me explain the process, okay? So now that I spoke with her, I will still call her back when she texts me. I have to call your current agency to let them know. And when I call you, I will talk to your brother because I have to talk to your brother. He's the participant. I have to talk to him to confirm that he wants to change. Then I will put that note in. Then I will call the current agency to give them an end date. Then I will call this lady back and give her a start date, okay? Then I submit it.
Okay.
So when I come back home, I will call you and talk to your brother, all right? But text me that number,
okay,
too. All right, then.
Yeah, again, Hassan won't be able to talk over the phone again. Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Hassan will be home later on?
Yeah, you know how Hassan is deaf. He won't be able to talk over the phone.
Yeah, but sometimes he tries his best. So when you help me out.
He tries his best, yeah. But.
Yeah. So when you put him on the phone, I can say that I spoke with you and him. But sometimes when he just have a caregiver call and say we want to change the kind of rate.
So even still that I'm authorized on his account, I can't just get consent?
Do you have power of attorney?
I'm authorized on his insurance. I'm not power attorney, but authorized on, to receive any medical information when I call in. There's a insurance. I'm listed as his. Okay.
That's medical is different. So I love to be on the safe side, and then I can document in my note that I spoke with Hassan and say, Hassan, you changed it to a new company. Do you understand? And say, yes,
okay.
I'll put in my note that I spoke with you and Hassan, and you were able to help me communicate that. Love to be on the same side. You know, it's just a short note.
Okay.
The same thing with them. So let me run out. When I come back,
when
they text me that number, I'm running out, okay? And then text me a
notification
too. All right, I will get it done. I will give them a start date. Once I get hold of your old people, I will.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
It's nice they try to get out for work.
No, I'm working right now. I'm working. So, yeah, okay.
All right, then. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I guess you guys got it from here. You have her information. I guess she'll.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and text her. Give me just a minute. So let me just take a few basic information, and then I'm going to go ahead and transfer you to an intake coordinator, and she's going to guide you further. Is that fine?
Sure, yes.
Okay, so what is your name?
My name is Mikel, spelled M-I-C-H-A-I-L.
Okay, Hill, right?
Last name is Hill.
H-I-L-L?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and your phone number is the 267-424-0546?
Yes.
Okay, just a second. Thank you. What's the patient's address?
The address is 117 South Chester Pike, apartment 3, Glenolden, Pennsylvania, 19036.
Okay, perfect. Apartment 3, is that?
Yes.
Which county is that in?
Glenolden, Pennsylvania. Glenolden.
Are there any minors present in the patient's home?
No.
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 Right. What's the patient's phone number?
Hassan's phone number is 215-753-5034.
Okay. Can you give me the name for the service coordinator once again?
Her name is Justina Sherman.
Okay. And what are your brother's disabilities?
Well, he's deaf. And he's mentally challenged.
He's what?
He's deaf and he's mentally challenged.
Oh, okay.
So he's he has a learning disability.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So I got the information here. Let me just get everything together, and then I'm going to see if I have a intake coordinator available for the call. Okay?
Okay.
In just 1 minute, okay?
Yep. Thanks. Yep.
Okay, just 1 second. I'm so sorry. Give me just one more minute, okay? Hello? 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 Hello?